Hosking.
Another nail, well, I was going to say another nail in the coffin for the government, like Onslow, but they've got a majority, so basically they can do whatever they want. This is the pumped hydro, which has been looked at so many times. Every single person who's ever looked at pumped hydro in this country has come up with the answer, it's too expensive and it isn't worth it. And yesterday it was the turn of another one of the power companies. Contact says it'll paralyse investment in renewable energy. Isn't that the irony of ironies? One of the things this government is wanting to do by 2030 is make us 100% renewable. They can't do it because it's too expensive, and lots of people have said that, everyone from the Productivity Commission to the industry itself to the New Zealand Initiative. We can get to 95, no problem. Beyond that, it just becomes too expensive. It isn't worth it. Onslow's been looked at previously. There have been reports. The government's tossed $30 million at another report into Lake Onslow. They've already got a report that says it's too expensive. They don't want to believe that one, so they're spending $30 million of our dollars that we don't have on another report, presumably, to find the answer they want. But Contact says, and think about it, makes perfect sense. The chairman, Robert McDonald, yesterday at the shareholders' meeting said this. He said, if you've got a great big bucket in the South Island that's cost you billions, why would you invest in anything else? You'd go, well, I might look at wind, I might look at solar, but why would I? Because I got the great big hole in the ground down south, so it freezes all investment. Is that really what they want? Has the government thought this through? I don't think so. 14 past 7.